This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I am an immigrant and proud of it. I came to the United States in 1987 on a visit to New York and Canada around Christmas of that year. Many people at that time told me that it was so rare for a single young male from Pakistan to get a visitor visa, I should not go back. Of course, many of those people telling me that were here illegally themselves, living in apartments in Brooklyn and Queens, 10 to 12 people piled on top of each other. I respected them for being hardworking people and trying to make a living and being so nice, but I found it disturbing that they found nothing wrong with breaking the laws of this land, from immigration to housing to taxes. It was so amazing, almost a matter of fate, that on my return to Pakistan, I found papers and scholarship information that enabled me to come back to the United States legally and attend Columbia University in the heart of the city of New York, get an MBA, and also to start a media and technology business here. A few years later, after fulfilling my requirements, I also legally became a US citizen. I am proud of my Pakistani heritage, and I am proud of being a Muslim, and I am proud of being an American. And as I said, I am proud of being an immigrant. Living in New York, which has such a large population of immigrants, legal and illegal, you would expect me to be pro-immigrant on everything. I find that wrong and foolish. I am all for legal immigration. I am all for this country, my country, the United States, being a shining beacon of hope for people around the world. I am all for people around the world, the best, the brightest, the hardest working, the socially responsible, to come here and to contribute to this great nation, its society, and to improve their lives also. I am all for America picking and choosing the best of the best that it needs, that will make our society better, who will make our future brighter. I want America to have an immigration policy that helps it become even greater, smarter, harder working, more capable, and more prepared for the intensely competitive global marketplace that is upon us. Instead, we are going the opposite way. Doctors from Pakistan, engineers from India, techies from Russia, nurses from the Philippines, physical therapists from Poland all have to wait for years, if not decades, to be able to come here. So we make people wait for years even though they can become active, productive, revenue-generating, service-providing, tax-paying members of society from day one. Yet, we turn a blind eye to the people who can simply jump over a fence, crawl over a border, with no skills, no education, no desire to learn our language, no plans to pay taxes or to enhance our future. On top of that, we have to listen to those people march through our streets, burning our flag, threatening our economy if we do not give them legal status. Not only do we turn a blind eye, we actually court these people. We actually pander to them. We actually show them our politicians are afraid of them. This is not just about criticizing Mexicans or Cubans or any particular group. I cannot stand the way some people seem to think that America has some sort of responsibility to accept every Tom, Dick, Harry, Jose, Amadou, Ali, Kumar, Chang, or Yuri who wants to come here. So, I cannot accept my country as being the one that has to foot the bill for everyone who cannot find a job in their home country to head off to the United States, to enter it illegally, and then go on welfare, become a criminal, turn cities into ghettos, and not even learn the damn language. So, to all those illegals out there, listen up. Let's be clear on one thing. You are here illegally. Many of you are stealing jobs from American workers because you will do them at lower wages than Americans can afford to do them and still remain in the middle class. Many of you do not even bother to learn our language, and you give us attitude if we do not speak to you in Spanish or whatever language, especially in places like Miami. If you are planning to march to cripple our economy on May 1, we Americans will make sure every immigration agent is standing by there to thank you personally for making it convenient to arrest and deport you. Get in line and follow the rules. Then you are welcome here to live here and live the American dream as Americans. What do you think? Let me have your opinion at www.imran.com. This is Imran Anwar signing off.